Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska's COVID-19 disaster declaration is on the minds of many heading into this weekend. And during a media briefing yesterday, public health officials discussed how the state's pandemic mitigation efforts would be impacted if Alaska's COVID-19 disaster declaration expires early Monday morning. State health orders that were renewed under the disaster declaration, according to this report, would become recommendations. Tessa Walker Linderman with the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services spoke during a Zoom Echo meeting yesterday.
I think we're still trying to wrap our minds around exactly what this looks like. We are very much focused just on the day in and day out operations of getting vaccine to people. And we know that different levels of leadership are really focused on this. And we imagine that there would be some pretty significant impacts in terms of, you know, specifics. I don't know, but we certainly would love to see that a public health emergency extended, as we know that it does have has impact on the work that we're doing.
A notable change, according to Alaska's news source, would be the required COVID-19 testing for people traveling into the state. Testing would be strongly recommended, but under the recommendation, out-of-state travelers would no longer have to pay $250 for the test at the airport. Dr. Heidi Hedberg, Director of Public Health, said that the infrastructure at the airports is still remaining, and they're asking travelers, tourists, and Alaskans to still get tested and to still submit the travel declaration. Hedberg said it's important that people participate in the testing because the state needs to be able to continue to monitor the arrival of variant strains of the virus in Alaska. It's unclear whether the disaster declaration would expire or whether the legislature will act to extend it. However, Hedberg said regardless, public health officials hope Alaskans will continue to follow key safety measures such as social distancing and mask wearing. Clayton Holland was selected last month to serve as the next superintendent of schools for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District after having served in previous roles in the district. He most recently served as the assistant superintendent of instruction and is set to begin his tenure on July 1st of this year. He expressed hope and optimism in leading the district through these tough and trying times, explaining to KSRM why he applied for the position.
I think it's because I can make a difference. I believe that my time here, my experience in this district, knowing people, we're in this pivotal time of change with leadership at district office and in this district coming off of COVID, that I look forward to making a positive change in our district and our community, and I feel like I'm positioned to do that right now.
Holland addresses what will happen with teaching moving forward with education affected by the pandemic.
First, I'm excited that our students are able to choose to be back across our entire district, so we have students in our buildings this entire time. And we are looking at what do we keep from this year? What worked with remote education? And what do we want to keep moving forward? So there are a number of things that we are across the district looking at with a digital presence, with how we share our technology so we have kids that can access education from, let's say, a Kenai Central, that a kid anywhere in our district could access that class. We have that capability now. And so we're looking at how do we become more efficient with what we do? How do we share resources? How do we do things that benefit kids no matter where you live in the district? So that's going to be a big part of what we do moving forward.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.